Chapter 6 Good Work.
Good day, Priscilla, said Annie.
Good day, said Priscilla. She walked to them. Did thou fill the basket with eels and clams?
Not really, said Jack.
The eel didn't want to get caught, said Annie, and the clams lived to be so old, we didn't think it was right to take their lives.
Priscilla laughed, her sad eyes sparkled.
What strange children, she said.
But you both look wet and cold. Would you like to come to my house and warm up by the fire?
Yes,
said Jack and Annie. They washed off their feet and pulled on their shoes and stockings. Jack picked up his bag. Annie picked up their empty basket.
Would thou like to put some of my corn and squash in thy basket? Said Priscilla.
Oh, thanks, said Annie.
She took some corn and squash from Priscilla's basket.
And perhaps thou would like to carry the pumpkin? Priscilla said to Jack.
Sure, said Jack.
Sure, said Priscilla.
I mean, indeed, said Jack. He felt relieved. Now they wouldn't have to go back empty-handed. Jack wrapped his arms around the heavy pumpkin. Annie carried the basket. They followed Priscilla back to the village. The pilgrims and Wampanoag were gathering in a wide dirt street. Women were baking bread in an outdoor oven. Some boys were setting wooden planks on barrels to make tables. Mary, the little girl, was carrying a bucket of water. Squanto sat smoking a pipe with Chief Massasoit, Governor Bradford, and Captain Standish. Jack hoped Mary wouldn't ask him about the clams and eels. He hoped Squanto wouldn't ask him about Captain John Smith. He hoped the governor and the captain wouldn't ask him about home. Jack hid his face behind the fat pumpkin. Priscilla opened the door to a small house. Then she led Jack and Annie into a dark, smoky room. The only light came from one window and a fire.
Sit by the hearth, said Priscilla, so your clothes can dry.
Where's the hearth? Annie asked, looking around.
Priscilla laughed again, shaking her head. There, where the fire lies, she said. Jack put down the pumpkin and his bag. Annie put down her basket. The hearth was so large, Jack could have stood in it. He and Annie got as close as they could to the warm, crackling fire. Several pots hung over the fire. Near the pots, a turkey was roasting on an iron rod.
The Thanksgiving turkey, whispered Annie.
Cool, said Jack.
The very first Thanksgiving turkey, he thought.
Would thou please stir the corn pudding whilst thou art drying? Asked Priscilla.
She pointed to one of the pots.
Indeed, said Jack.
Priscilla took a wooden spoon out of a jug of water near the hearth. She gave it to Jack. He put it into the thick, bubbly pudding and stirred.